Hank the Tank Amundsen is standing up next to his bar stool taking a swing for the outfield wall. My God, he was gushing. My God, it was something to see. That kid of mine is going to the majors. You guys heard it first. Pete, two stools down, sipped affably at his pint of IPA and said quietly, "I think you told us this last week, Tank." Jerry nodded from a table full of empty pints he and the flatheads had killed during the first hour of happy hour, ready for the second. "I believe Pete's correct, Tank, but he forgot to mention the week before and last month, and I think, check me on this, Pete, I think you told us Jimmy was going pro last year." "Aw, guys, I'm just a proud papa is all. You can't blame me. The kid is great. You can see it in his swing. He's got plenty of homers coming up. Practically got a contract signed. Scouts probably already got eyes trained on him. Little Jimmy, if he declared eligibility at this point, would never graduate middle school. Tank has been sending him to camps, buying gear, tossing balls, all the stuff a Tiger Woods training dad would do since the kid was 2.5. If Jimmy had hoped for a normal childhood of bikes and Xbox, it wasn't going to happen. If Tank wasn't hauling him and his bats, gloves, and balls to tournaments and camps, he was out back of his shack where he'd set up a batting cage, firing curveballs to the poor kid, yelling at him when he whiffed, hollering in joy when he blasted one into the nettles past the swing set that, well, Jimmy never got to use. His sister, pretty much ignored by Tank, got the swing pretty much to herself. I don't know what happens to all the Jimmys whose alpha dads drove them to be the best soccer player, baseball star, football hero, or basketball idol, whose only dream was to go pro, make the majors, play 10 years or less, and retire wealthy as Michael Jordan. I suspect they become sad, depressed, broken adults. Maybe they put their kids through the same nightmare gauntlet. I had a buddy in high school who won state champ in swimming. When I saw him after we trudged off to different colleges, I asked him if he was still training for the Olympics. "I quit," he said. When I asked why, he answered, "Spent half my life in a chlorine pool, before school, after school, all so I could compete in the Olympics, probably never make it, then wonder all my damn life why I didn't do something else. I'm going to go do something else." I suspect there are mostly losers out there. If we taught them to love the game, if we taught them to enjoy their teammates, if we taught them that sports were more fun than path to riches, maybe we'd have a lot more winners. Jimmy, I suspect, isn't going to be a winner. And his dad is going to take it a lot harder than Jimmy.